Well, distraction aside, for many, the benefit of being connected is, of course, being connected to family, friends, colleagues. But for some people, that's not necessarily a good thing. NPR's Patty Naiman reports on what Facebook can mean for people with low self-esteem.
People with low self-esteem tend to see the glass half empty, and they often share their negative feelings with their friends in person. So researchers wondered if they shared their low self-esteem online as well. Amanda Forrest is a psychology researcher at the University of Waterloo in Canada.
People with low self-esteem tend to be very cautious and self-protective, so it's very important to them to gain others' acceptance and approval, and they really want to avoid being rejected. So given that, we thought perhaps people with low self-esteem might censor what they're saying to present a kind of positive and likable self-image on Facebook.
So Forrest collected status updates from 177 student volunteers. The updates were rated on how positive or negative they were. It turned out people with low self-esteem posted lots of unhappy updates.
Things like, what a terrible day. They might have said that they were frustrated because the classes they had wanted to take were all reserved, or upset because the TV show they were hoping to watch had been a rerun. Some people were just quite extreme and said they were filled with rage and sorrow or felt hollow inside.
On the other hand, people with high self-esteem posted lots of positive updates, like being happy, excited, or thankful for something. When researchers asked people rating the updates if they wanted to get to know those who wrote the negative posts, the answer was a resounding no. Researchers even looked at actual Facebook friends.
Because you might think that, a real friend would care if you're expressing negativity and might be a little bit more sensitive and less likely to say, ugh, you know, I don't want to hear this, than a complete stranger would.
But no, the actual friends didn't like the negative posts much either. The posts actually backfired, not winning new friends or generating good feelings. Psychologists say even for people with high self-esteem, aspects of Facebook can be difficult. For example, when everybody else gets lots of likes or thumbs up on a post and you don't. John Schultz is a 24-year-old law student who recently deleted his Facebook account. Too public and too much of a distraction, he says.
If you'd posted something or put up something and nobody liked it or nobody recommended it, it's either you feel that your idea was worthless and nobody really valued it, or you've made people mad.
And when friends plaster photos across Facebook walls, that can be equally upsetting, says Schultz, if you're not in the photos.
So if friends went someplace or to a concert or to a movie and you weren't invited or you were working, you find out much more quickly that you weren't a part of that group, and it starts to feel like you were either specifically excluded or at minimum forgotten about.
Made even worse, he says, because everybody can see that you weren't part of the group.
And especially in high school, when where you were, who you were with, was probably more important than anything else at that time.
Dr. Mike Brody is a psychiatrist at the University of Maryland and in private practice.
This is a time in life where kids, in terms of development, are moving away from their family. Friends become much more important. It's very, very important to be chosen, not just in terms of romantic interests, but also in terms of friendships.
Bottom line for everyone, says Brody, no matter how much self-esteem you have, be selective, especially since posts live in cyberspace forever. Patty Naiman, NPR News.